Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
America's farmers and ranchers raise some of the best food in the world, so it's hard to believe that they're being driven out of business. All across our country, big ag corporations have consolidated, squeezing producers and consumers while raising prices, devastating our rural communities, pulling money and resources out of small towns. There is a way to give farmers and ranchers a fair shot. Fairness for Farmers legislation will make markets fairer and more competitive for everybody. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by AFR Cooperative.
Hey folks, the 2022 Tulsa Farm Show coming up the 8th, 9th, 10th of December of this year at Expo Square's SageNet Center at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. There's still some spots open, and you can learn more about being a part of this year's Tulsa Farm Show by giving the Midwest Farm Show team a call, 507-437-7969. Meet your customers and let's do some business at this year's Tulsa Farm Show, 8th through the 10th of December.
Well, live cattle had support from strong feeder cattle as they reacted to lower corn futures yesterday. The consumer price index at 7.7% added some support as inflation might be slowing. There was anticipation of stronger cash this week, but that's not materialized. Cash has traded steady in both the north and south. Feedlots were not keen on the idea of holding for a higher price that didn't seem possible under the current market situation. Cattle continues to be available to the market with the anticipated tightness of supply not yet surfacing. Hogs just could not uncover sufficient buying interest to move futures into positive territory. Poor weekly export sales at 10,800 metric tons set the stage for the market trading in a tight range and under pressure. The bright spot was that China continues to purchase pork on a weekly basis. Slaughter pace remained strong, with yesterday estimated at 490,000 head again and 43,000 more than a year ago. Wheat markets bouncing overnight along with the rest of the ag room as gains of 7 to 10 cents are common on most contracts. The continued weakness in the U.S. dollar index might finally be helping wheat catch a bid. Wheat prices were drugged lower Thursday like most other ag contracts, pressured by poor export sales and a lack of bullish news out of the Black Sea situation. In addition, wheat was one of the early benefactors of the commodity inflation trade in 2021 and early 2022, so it would stand to reason it would see air taken out of the balloon as the trade grows stale. Firmer corn prices overnight, with most contracts up 5 to 6 cents as December corn attempts to close higher for the first time this week. Thursday's double-digit losses felt like a combination of poor export sales along with money outflows from commodities and into equities after better-than-expected inflation data. And higher trade in the soy complex overnight as most contracts bounce following the drubbing witnessed in meal and soybeans on Thursday. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Hey folks, the 2022 Tulsa Farm Show coming up the 8th, 9th, 10th of December of this year at Expo Square's SageNet Center at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. There's still some spots open, and you can learn more about being a part of this year's Tulsa Farm Show by giving the Midwest Farm Show team a call, 507-437-7969. Meet your customers and let's do some business at this year's Tulsa Farm Show, 8th through the 10th of December.
At the close yesterday, December live cattle up $1.50, 153.07. February up 87 cents, 155.02. November feeder cattle up 90, 178.62. January up 205, 181.70. December hogs down 40 cents, 84.87. February down 32 cents, 88.82. Grain futures, Kansas City wheat, December down 4 3/4, 925 and a quarter. March down 5 1/4, 921 and a half. Chicago wheat, December down 3 cents, 803 and a half. March down 2 cents at 825 and 3 quarters. December corn down 11 and a quarter, 653 and a quarter. March down 11 cents, 659 and a half. January soybeans down 29 cents, 1423.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.